and so on. Okay. What else do we have?
Friends from New York have questions about the Congress.
Questions on the Congress. What do they have now about the Congress?
No.
Go on. New York.
Hi, Rob. We have a few questions we wanted to ask you. And we also want to invite all the friends who are watching to ask as well. But we can start off here. One question we have is, what do you feel our responsibility is for new students? We have a lot of new students who are attending for the first time. What is our responsibility for them who are coming to the Congress for the first time?
Think about them. You need to really care for them individually, each and every one, to know how you're organizing them, to make sure that they're integrated with the veteran ones, to make sure they have the language that they're intent, they understand the material, they need to have materials in their own language, either English or Russian or Spanish. That's it. So that they will receive answers for their questions that they have. In other words, to prepare them as much as possible and to hug them as much as they can so they'll feel confident, so they'll feel that they're coming and not just disappearing there. I don't have anything else to add. We know already how to take care of them, more or less. Next.
New York.
These are more questions that we've received from friends. A common question that keeps coming up is from virtual students. They're saying they could sit from morning to night in front of a computer and watch the lesson from there. Is there a benefit of spending money and flying to New Jersey? Aren't we connected already? What's the point of being there physically?
If that's how they're talking, then there is no doubt that they are not connected. And if they are not connected, they have no hope to connect to the Creator. Because the way to connect to the Creator is through connecting to people. And if they don't feel that at the convention they can find this connection, so that means they're also right now not in this connection. Meaning they still haven't tasted what spirituality is, because spirituality you start tasting only in connection. So if they won't come, so it's a shame for all their study and their states when they're in front of the screen. Instead of that, they can sit in a bar and get the same result. And I'm telling you seriously, there are many people that are in different places, that they're all around the world, and they think that it's fine. And what they read in the articles of Baal HaSulam, of Rabash, and all of the Kabbalists about the matter of the society, that this is a necessary condition for spirituality. And it's like they're forgetting about this, it's just going by their ears, it's not entering their ear, or their mind, or their hearts. So I have nothing to do. I can't add on that anymore. Do we have a collection of articles on the importance of the society? They should take that, translate it, arrange it, and pass it on to everyone. But whoever doesn't come to connection doesn't come to spirituality. Because spirituality is attained specifically through connection. That's one. Two, I don't believe that those that are in different groups in America, without coming to a convention, that they can reach spirituality. I don't believe so. They need to at least come to a convention and feel what the connection at a convention is, and then they can apply and realize this in different groups they're in. That's the way it has to be. And whoever doesn't come, I don't want to have any calculation with that kind of person later on. I understand that it's a problem to come from some kind of place in America to New Jersey. People are coming from South America to Mexico. Right? People come to Israel to a convention, to the convention in Israel. They fly all over. I don't think that Americans, it's such a big problem to come to New Jersey from any other place in the United States. I know these trips, and I know the prices. If that's how they take this difficulty into account, then it means that spirituality in their eyes is not worth a lot. So they can stay home and leave us all together. That's easier. Sometimes it's better that we be cleaned of these kind of people, so they won't be under this illusion that they're in a spiritual process. Whoever it doesn't come to the Congress, they should know that they are not in the spiritual process. They won't get any support from me. And I'm stating this clearly. Whoever doesn't come to the convention will not get any support from me. And if they're getting support from somewhere else, then go somewhere else. Then why come to me? That is my answer. Next.
Thank you. Another student is asking, some of my 10 won't be able to come to the Congress. Should I connect to them throughout the Congress? Should I make efforts to have Zoom meetings with them so we're always together throughout the Congress as a 10?
Whoever can come to the Congress, regardless if they belong to a 10 or doesn't belong to a 10, they have to come. And at the Congress, they enter this convention, this gathering, what goes on at the actual convention, and doesn't connect the convention to his 10 that stay there, doesn't connect to them. And in this convention, he disconnects himself from everything else. He's coming in order to connect with us and to attain what will be in the group that's being organized throughout the convention. That's what we have. So whoever is leaving his group and coming to the convention, he doesn't have a group. During the convention, he doesn't have a group. The convention is his group. So don't connect to your group, don't do anything. Next.
Those are the questions we have right now, Rav, but thank you very much.
Okay, everything's clear, everything's in place. We need to put these things once and for all, the way they are. Besides, I don't know if I'll even be able to come next year. So whoever wants to still connect themselves to me, have this connection with me, then they have to come to the convention. We have no more questions from the